There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You funny scumbag,
get
on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that just keeps on going with only 9 days to go. Oh my God, I don't even have my costume ready. Oh my God, oh my God. And joining me as always is Lee. How you doing, Lee? Or maybe she's not.
Hi.
Perhaps I'm just sitting here by myself.
I'm fine. No, I'm here.
Oh, goody. She's on delay. She's on a 3-second delay.
I'm here.
How you doing? One, two, three.
I'm here.
Wow.
So also joining me is Alex and Todd.
Hey. So we're pre-planning for the podcast wardrobe malfunction. Is that what it is?
Can you hear me now?
We hear you. You're just 3 seconds behind us.
Can you hear me?
Keep running in place.
Not again.
It's all right. We'll wait for you to catch up.
Man, really?
When I say goldfish, say goldfish. Goldfish.
Goldfish.
Goldfish.
Welcome to recording live, okay. Everyone.
It wasn't that way a minute ago, so hang up on me and call me back.
Oh, gladly I'll hang up on you. This is off to a wonderful start. End call with this person.
Aren't you glad you don't do a live show?
Oh my God. Alex and Todd, while I do this, why don't you guys introduce yourselves and tell us what you do?
Well, my name is Todd Varrick, and Alex and I. Go ahead, Alex.
We try not to start too much trouble with disability services at DragonCon.
Yeah, that's us.
That's actually a lie. We totally start trouble.
That's actually true, yeah.
Okay, so Alex, Todd,
I didn't do it.
Oh, all right. Can you? All right, Lee, let's do the goldfish test again. Goldfish.
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 Oh my God. It's even worse. It's even worse.
Okay, listeners, so what we want you to do is
you need to call me on my regular cell phone.
Yes, I can, Lee.
Okay.
All right,
and
so
this is why I used to start shows a half an hour early before broadcast time.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, okay, so yeah, both of you work in disability services. I'm going to try and do two things at once, so this should be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, while you're redialing the next number.
Yes. Now, how did you guys get involved in Dragon Con and then ultimately disability services? I think I know the answer, but go on.
Well, actually, I was looking for something to do, and disability is my main occupation. I work at an independent living center in New York State. So I went to disability services to volunteer, and I've been there now 7 years. Is that about right?
It only feels like twice that.
Yeah, it only feels like twice that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the story about when I first met Squid, though. This will be an interesting story.
Give me time to call Lee, but go on.
Yes.
Absolutely. We're doing the assessment that we do for all DragonCon members that come to request a reasonable accommodation. And the head of our department, Sherry Rand, approaches me and says, "This is Squid. He's going to be working with you." And I'm a little busy. I got people stacked up like wheelchairs in a line trying to get reasonable accommodations done. This is before we heavily improved the registration system. So I said, "Alex, there's something you can do for me. You can help me put together reg packets for people." He thinks this is the greatest thing in the world and goes off.
It's hilarious.
But a half hour later, my girlfriend approaches me.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. You said because It's a hilarious.
The joke's
yes,
coming.
It's hilarious.
The joke's coming.
Hold on.
You got to stay with it. Now, Alex, your disability would be described as.
Well, it would be described as a highly disabling upper body physical manipulation impairment. That is to say, instead of hands and arms, I have velociraptor claws.
That's correct. And without having looked at him much lower than his shoulder line, I sent him off to do a highly manually dextral task on behalf of the convention. And if somebody approached me and say, did you tell him to do that? I said, sure. He's great at it. Look. And as I look over to him, he's stacking stuff up as he does with his feet. So this will tell you about disability services.
Well done, sir.
Yeah.
Well, what he didn't tell you is that I was standing on one foot to do it because storks are the ultimate expression of murderous animals. Like the Utah raptor from which they evolved.
Absolutely true, which I have discovered in the ensuing 6 years that I've met him.
Yes, well.
I love when I come in late to a conversation. I just think it's probably the best thing ever about all podcasts.
Well, real quick, goldfish test. Goldfish.
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 Ah, awesome. Okay.
She's better.
Better now?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Better. I sound like I'm on a phone, but better. So, hi, guys. Sorry about that. Welcome to live recording. John's not going to edit it, so you're all going to hear all that.
No, we're telling stories and stuff. This is great.
Oh, cool. You're already telling stories. Okay, so cool. So
mostly
John
about you, but don't worry about it.
That's fine. I don't care. I'm too tired to care now. It's okay. Whatever. Con's going to happen. No, and it can't be stopped. This train can't be stopped. No, but...
So the irony...
is disability services. You do that?
Yeah. So the irony, irony, Todd, is that you were there to do an assessment and did not make it a proper assessment.
That is correct.
That is what we're saying here. Okay.
Because he didn't ask me for a reasonable accommodation when I told him to do it. He just went off and said, right, and left. So, and took care of it. So
that's awesome.
What this should tell the listeners out there is disability services is people with disabilities making sure that your kind of experience is the best it can be.
That's technically not what we do. No. See,
wait, how can that not be what we do?
No. We provide reasonable accommodation. We need to make sure that people who need accommodation have at least as much fun as the most miserable able-bodied person. That is our level of accommodation. You laugh. But there's a story. Because this is my turn. He's got his story. Now it's my turn.
Yeah, okay,
it's your turn, Todd. Okay.
All right. So here's where the fun comes in. All right. We've all been at con, and we've seen that girl in the corner who is sitting there crying her eyes out on Saturday night. She has been dumped by her boyfriend. She is sitting there in a public open area, bawling her eyes and her short little skirt, looking very sad. She's probably 18. She is Unhappy Nancy. Now, yeah. Unhappy Nancy can experience the con. She can see the con. She can go to the con. She can get around the con. She just chooses not to. We need to make sure that every single person at the con can at least have that much fun.
And they're really interesting thing about that is...
Or at least make the choice to sit in the corner and cry? Okay.
Interesting thing about that is he's absolutely right. That is the Americans with Disabilities Act standard, which is to level the playing field for participation. So,
anything more than that, if you want me to help you have more fun than that, you're going to have to take me out to dinner.
Are you a cheap date or expensive?
I don't even drink, so yeah, I'm pretty
cheap.
Oh,
you're a cheap date.
Cheap and easy. Okay.
So, when we talk about reasonable accommodations at disability services, primarily we're talking about things relating to ballroom participation, or things that you're going to have to wait for. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have categories of reasonable accommodation, and then there's that blank badge where we can write on other things as is necessary.
Okay.
So.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Well, you know the ones we use most often. Okay.
No.
Scared
to ask.
Wheelchair seating.
Oh, okay, that one. Yeah.
Right.
I hear that one.
Seat in line, end of row.
Yep, know that one.
Okay. Proximity, which is 50 feet from stage or screen.
Mm-hmm.
Very limited.
Or sight line, which is our way of identifying front row. Surprise, 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 sight line is exceedingly difficult to get.
Yes.
Right, because, yeah, you're now correct me if I'm wrong, because I probably will be several times here.
That's okay.
So, because your goal, again, is to at least make everybody as happy as Crying Nancy.
That's right.
That's going to be my new standard for everything now.
Yeah, it should be.
So, Crying Nancy. So, even though you, with a disability, and I suspect most people aren't like this, but believe that you should be in the front row, that does not mean that, based on your standards that you guys put together, and I some of it's also, you know, kind of just working the department. You understand that sometimes it's not always, they're not always needed to be front row, correct? Is that what we're saying?
That's absolutely correct.
Even against the front row, there are a lot of people who don't want to be the spectacle. They don't want to be in that position, or mm-hmm. they have needs that mean that, frankly, they'd rather be in an aisle next to the back row because they might have to leave in a hurry.
That's a good
point,
yeah.
Now, I mean, from what I have seen working with disability services the past couple of years, a lot of times the people that are front row are often those who may need a sign language interpreter.
That's correct.
That's where they're going to be able to see. Or people that actually really, just unless they are there, they cannot actually see anything that's going on.
That's right.
They have such impaired sight that that's the issue. And I can't remember anybody else I've ever seen that must be front row. So is there any, I mean, it just depends.
That's pretty much it.
That is, think that is actually the full entire list, unless there is something truly exotic, which, you know, every once in a while, something truly exotic comes through, like the guy in a medical bed and three attendants.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Has that really happened?
That has happened.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool.
Disability services serves quite a number of severely disabled people who they've never been to a con before, and they came to DragonCon mm-hmm. because they found out they could get reasonable accommodations here.
That's what
all right.
So, well, I think we may have covered this last year too, but again, it always surprises me. So, it's not commonplace, or is it commonplace in it disability services to exist?
Every con is a public entity under the ADA, so they have to make sure that people are reasonably accommodated. Mm-hmm. Some cons just do it better than others.
I see.
Or differently.
And I'm going to bet we do it the best.
They're differently able.
We do it the best, right?
I like to refer to them as disability crippled, but they like the term differently abled.
You were awful.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember this last year.
We do it as well as any other convention in the country does it.
Yeah. And actually, so I'm just curious, what do you guys bribe Sherry to let you talk?
She won't let us not.
No. She doesn't want to talk.
I know she doesn't want to talk, but then she's like, oh, I'm going
to... She'd go to voicemail.
Yeah. Okay.
Why do we getting drafted into it? That's a fine question. I don't know. She did give me a list of things I was not allowed to talk about.
Oh, what is that list?
Firstly, I'm not allowed to talk about the amount of awesome sex that people that work for Dragon Con and staff get.
No, you're not supposed to talk about that.
Yeah, and what how low
this,
that amount.
What is this, Fight Club?
Yeah, well...
Well, I mean, he was just telling us what's on the list that he can't talk about.
That's right.
He didn't really talk about it. He just was explaining the list.
That's right. Okay. I'm not talking about those things themselves. But yeah, honestly, Cherie lets us do this stuff because apparently we're entertaining. I didn't get it myself.
I think, supposedly. Yeah.
I don't know. You guys think we're entertaining?
She chose wisely. Let's put that way.
Foolish.
She chose wisely. We will agree with that.
We may not have chosen wisely, but anyway.
Well, I think we got to do some rumor busting here, though, too, because...
I have a real question, because people ask me this one.
Oh, whatever, Lee. Let's get back to what they're talking about.
Well, just
ask the question.
Okay, so the big room is all filled up. And all of a sudden, a disability services person comes over to somebody who is sitting on an end row or somewhere else and taps them and says, I'm sorry, but we need the chair you're sitting in for somebody who has an accommodation. There is space for you. I'm sorry, it's not going to be in this seventh row seat right on the aisle, but we have a space for you. So please come with me. Now, my understanding is we only do this if there's space. What?
Are you under the belief that we actually do that?
Yes. Sherry said you did.
There are limited circumstances in which...
Well, we're limited, but it could happen. Right?
Anything could happen.
It's actually more likely that somebody would get booted out of the front row because the interpreter needs a seat.
Okay.
Now, what this says to our guests with disabilities is plan ahead.
Yes.
The place where you want to be to reach a 1 p.m. panel is you want to be in the disability services line for that panel at whenever the previous panel ends, because our loading window, quite literally, is 6 minutes.
Yep. So for those who are wondering what time that is, if it's a 1 o'clock panel, a 1 o'clock panel gets out at 2 o'clock. So be in the disability services line at 2 o'clock.
It's a 1 o'clock panel. The previous panel ends at 12:30. So you want to be waiting at that panel area at 12:30.
Oh, you mean to start, if you want to be in the 1 o'clock panel, you have to be there. That's what I was just saying.
Right.
You guys are just using two different panel start times.
Yeah.
She was doing a
2
o'clock.
You're using the 11:30.
Welcome to Dragon Con. Nobody can determine when anything starts.
Unless you use the app, which we highly recommend.
Let's use the app. Please use the app.
Good luck with that. If the data's right this year.
So what do people have to bring to you guys in the lovely, lovely Sheraton?
Technically
cookies.
Nothing.
Cookies.
If you'd like to bring us cookies.
Begging. That's
cookies
good.
Are always good, right? You accept cookies. Okay.
We accept cookies, but you don't have to bring us, I hear this a lot, you don't have to bring us medical documentation. If for some reason we think your reasonable accommodation is that complicated, okay, we've probably dealt with it before con. We're gonna request permission to talk about your disability with you, because we have to ask, because the Health Information Privacy and Portability Act and the ADA, we need to ask and make sure that you know what we're talking about. But other than that, we're not going to ask for doctor's documentation about your disability. It's going to be based on what it is you tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's not the honor system. We genuinely look at what the minimum is to meet the crying Nancy standard, which is going to get stuck in my head now for a week. Thanks, Squid.
Yep. You're welcome.
Yeah.
It happens every year. Also, keep in mind that we do have one new question that we will be asking this year.
Yeah, there's a new question.
As a regular basis. And I love this question. You do affirm and assure that you actually are and have a disability that requires accommodation. You would be surprised how often that question can stymie people.
Yep.
Okay. Are you a real cripple? That's the important question here.
Yeah,
it's like, do you have a real problem?
Well, yeah, you got to be a qualified individual with a disability, which means you got to admit to having one.
Yeah, if you can't
it can also be a temporary disability.
Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. And we get that a lot.
Yeah. Somebody who broke their leg and, you know, is going to have to at least be able to sit down during the lining up part.
And, we ask about all the embarrassing stories about how they broke their leg. We ask.
Oh, yeah.
So did you ask Lee how she put her eye out a couple of years ago?
No.
No, I don't think we asked that.
And I didn't ask for an accommodation, so hush up, you.
That's right.
But they don't get to ask the embarrassing questions.
Let's just say she was flashing. What? What were we saying?
I know. If she'd come, we would have asked.
Okay. Absolutely.
And ranked it like all the other ones.
Yeah.
So you wanted to do some rumor busting. What did you mean by that?
We actually already covered the first one, the fact that you don't need to bring medical documentation. We're not asking you. I had somebody a couple of years ago actually brought me their x-rays.
Really?
And those were awesome. Yeah, we handed those around. It was fantastic.
It was great.
It's like, man, I've never seen someone with a coccyx that big.
It's like, wait, could we get this in wallet size? But you really don't need to do that. The second thing is, DragonCon Disability Services only controls those things that DragonCon actually operates. So when you're having a problem navigating DragonCon, we want you to think about who might be ultimately responsible. And I get to I get to pick on Lee a little bit here because I was – I don't know which day it was. I was listening to the podcast because I do. And you were mentioning about people waiting in line for elevators.
Yeah.
And this
– That was actually John and Rocks. That wasn't me. That was John and Rocks.
But
yeah, it was somebody.
This is something that was engendered – in conversation amongst the many groups where, you know, we all hang out to get ready for the con together.
Yes.
And we want people to recognize that DragonCon's not responsible for what happens in the elevator carrels.
No.
So it really is a lot of disabled people needing to plan ahead and regular congoers being, at the very least, patient or understanding.
Or decent human beings.
Don't ask too much.
We are decent human beings.
That's never going to happen.
You're going to get the occasional aggressive person in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. But you also get the occasional, more often, the aggressive person that's not in a wheelchair. So.
Right, exactly. And I've done, especially in the Hyatt, because I do all of the balls in a circuit.
Yeah.
Especially in the Hyatt, I sit in a little line where the wheelchairs are waiting to get in the next elevator that goes up. And the really thing about that is it's a hard line to be in because you never know which elevator is going to open.
Oh, that place
sucks.
So
you're going to sit in that line and you got to go 180 degrees and you got to try and figure it out. You got to get there before the door closes or until another congoer says, well, they're not going to get here fast enough, so I'm going to take that space. And the door will close behind people. Now, if you've got a problem with being able to access an elevator, okay, that's when you're going to, you know, that's when you're going to ask us to get a hotel security person to help you. It's not DragonCon's gig to do that, but it is the hotel's gig to do that, especially if, and this happens a lot because believe it or not, there are not all the accessible hotel rooms are on the first floor. You're talking about a significant distance to get to your room to get your medication.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I never thought of that.
Okay. Or exactly. So this is all about planning ahead. One of the other things that we do in disability services is if you've got a question as to how to do that, we'll answer that for you to the best of our ability.
We are good at that. We are very, very good at coming up with plans, systems, and architectures that may or may not work.
Awesome.
We can whisper a word in your ear as to who to talk to at any hotel. If you've got a problem with an area of the convention you're trying to reach, we'll try and put you in touch with a person there who's going to try and resolve that problem for you. Okay?
Okay.
Like our guy at the Wall of Fame, my guy, John Hancock. And nobody's ever said to me, Hancock, doing the place where they're signing everything? Hold on a minute. he's heard that joke like 65 times. It's got to be old by now. But got a problem with the Walk? You're a person with a disability? Got a problem with the Walk of Fame? John's the guy because he's worked with us for so long now, he's figured it out.
There you go.
Okay. Which is the other mystery is we're not. Disability services can't be everywhere at the convention. All of us.
You're not omnipotent. Wait. You're not omnipotent and omnipresent?
He is only speaking for himself. I want to be clear.
No, you're not omnipresent either. Scott.
I am omnipresent. I have a digital shadow that extends across the entire convention.
You know, he's correct. He does.
It's
kind of odd. But if you come across something that isn't working, you ask for a reasonable accommodation in another area of the convention, they don't know what you're talking about, please come back and tell us.
Oh, yeah.
Because the only way we can fix that stuff is if you tell us.
Now, so to that point you said earlier about getting a hotel security person, is there a reason why there isn't just one station there? Well, I guess there's multiple floors, but on the key floors that there isn't just a representative standing there to assist?
At some hotels, there are if the security staff has time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, the problem is security is one of those other departments that is always understaffed and overworked. As much as it's fun to rip them into little bitty shreds in public, it sucks to be in security. I've done it before. I know. I sound like a big security guy. But it is one of the convention roles that is always hard to fill with people that are dependable and on time and on site. So any of the people that are working and doing a good job are doing the best they can, and they can't be everywhere.
And so, on the hotel side, hotel security is trying to put out all the fires that we as a convention create for them. And then on top of it, they don't want somebody sitting around, hey, you'd be surprised, I lost my purse.
Now,
but that's why we encourage, if you've got an issue and it for whatever reason relating to disability, it absolutely can't wait. We're going to do our best to move that process along, but it's better if you think ahead. And I would rather have somebody think ahead and think creatively and sit in my room and wait a half hour for a panel. Or park themselves somewhere, plug their wheelchair in, kind of camp out in a hallway corner to wait for something happening at gaming, than have to stress out dealing with those elevators six times a day.
There you go. Very true. Okay.
And if you don't think you would like to do that, you're wrong. You would totally rather do that than wait for those elevators.
Now I only got one more. I only got one more thing that was on my list, because he got the list of stuff we weren't supposed to talk about. I got the list of stuff that we had to make sure we mentioned. See,
funny how that works.
So, Disability Services actually has a wiki. Okay, and this year on the wiki, we're offering something. We're trying out to see how successful it is. Because, Lee, we talked about this before, you and I. What's the fastest growing disability group?
Diabetics?
No.
Stupid.
Starts with an A.
What? Starts with an A? Oh, yeah. Autism. Sorry. Yeah, autism. Yes.
And our friends over at the Autistic Self Advocacy Network wanted us to try out what were called colored communication cards. So if you go to our wiki, if you're one of those folks that need a nonverbal way to communicate how to lower stim in a crowd of 65,000 plus people, we creatively acquired /borrowed/stole a colored communication system from the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, and we are encouraging people, go to the wiki, download the thing, print it out. You can cut it. You can fold it. You can put it underneath your badge. And what it is it's three colors, not surprisingly, green, yellow, and red.
Ah.
Green means, hey, come up and talk to me whenever you want. I'm doing great. This is working great. Yellow is, hold on. Unless I know you, talking to me right now is not going to get you anywhere. Mm. And then there's red, which is basically, hey, I'm trying to deal with the stim as best I can. Please don't add to it. This gives people a nonverbal way to communicate that. We'd like to see how many people download it and use it or ask about it, because this is going to help us figure out how many people might have hidden disabilities that don't come for reasonable accommodations that might benefit from them.
Well, so it's on the wiki. So where is the wiki located? So we can make sure people can go and look it up.
It's Wikia, and I can send you guys the link to put up on the website when you put the podcast up.
We shall do that.
That'll be great.
You know what, guys? I got this one under control. It's DragonConDS.wikia, WIKIA.com.
That's right.
There we go.
And no kidding, should we promote the Facebook groups too?
As a matter of fact, I have them pulled up right now. There are two Facebook groups which are available. One is a closed community, in case you're feeling a little uncomfortable with people knowing that you're a cripple, freak, or weirdo like us. That one is Dragon Con for Nerds with Disabilities. I didn't name it, but it is entertaining. The open group is perhaps less shy, but less cleverly named. It is DragonCon with Disabilities, and that's DragonCon with a star. Wait a second. Hold on a minute. No, no. They're both closed groups. Well, never mind. Pick the one you like better. I would suggest the one.
And then ask to join.
Yeah.
The one without the star and ask to join. There you go.
That's right. And then you can ask all sorts of questions, come up with theoretical plans that we can, you know, tear apart.
Yeah, or create plans that Squid and I can steal.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I would like to say, because I dealt with this, I deal with at least this once every con as a director, and just, I always want to remind people of this. It's not a, you know, it's not a disability. It's a chronic disease. It is, you know, it is whatever you want to call it. But here's the thing. If you're diabetic, get a little piece of a label, a little white label, and put that on the back of your badge, and then write down, like, you're diabetic, and maybe a ICE number, you know, in case of emergency number.
Mm-hmm.
Because it happens, you're going to either be low or high blood sugar, and you're going to forget to eat, or you're going to do something, and you might have a problem during a panel, and we want to help you. We do, and we do our best to help you, but that is the one thing, because we're trying to figure out, wait, what is really happening here?
Look, let's be honest.
And we have labels for that. We have...
They have labels.
Both a Medic Alert style label, a red label with the Medic Alert symbol on it, or a DragonCon Disability Services sticker that doesn't have anything on it. You can write it on the back.
You can write it on the back. See?
Absolutely.
So go and see them.
But
and it's at the Sheraton right when you're registering and getting your badge.
Let's be honest and upfront about something that everyone needs to be aware of. You are your advocate. It is your responsibility to look after what you're going to need during the convention and for you to make best practices. We can help you. We can inform people. We can give you the ability to inform people, which is giving you a label and giving you the ability to, you know, self-tag. But you are responsible, first and foremost, for making sure that your needs are taken care of. So don't put yourself in a situation which is going to be bad for you. Just don't. Don't do it in the first place. If you know that, you know, you have problems maintaining your blood sugar levels, make sure you have a snack on you most of the time. Make sure that somebody knows where you're at. Make sure that you maybe have a tag beforehand. These are your responsibility. Do it.
If you're an epileptic and you're affected by flash photography, put a sticker on the back of your badge, please.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, we're not finding out in the middle of a panel where 27 people are disobeying the command not to use flash photography.
Ugh.
And that is true. We all say that, and I'm going to say it here, and hopefully this can be passed around. So, you know, pass this on. If you use flash photography in one of those big ballrooms, it ain't going to help. It ain't going to help. Unless you are what I think the number is like 8 feet away, which none of you are, even if you're in the front row, you're not 8 feet. So guess what? Don't use flash photography.
That's how we know you're not a real photographer. You're using flashes.
Well, that's how we know.
Ballroom, you fool.
Don't do it. You don't. No flashes. No flash. That is not necessary.
It's
not going to help.
And we joke around a lot, but we do actually.
But we have had it.
Yeah. We do actually mean what we say when we say that you're your best advocate, and it's our job to help you. It's our job to make sure that what you're advocating for, provided it's reasonable, occurs.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, I want to ask about a reasonability, too, is that if you need to pick up something for somebody else, let's say you needed... You have somebody who has a temporary disability, and really all they need is, I'm not going to be able to stand in line, so if I wanted to go to a big ballroom, I just need to be able to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody else pick that up for them, or do they have to come down to the Sheraton?
Well, because everybody is interviewed, we talk individually to everyone before we put the sticker on the badge, we would absolutely prefer that you come to Disability Services. However, because you mentioned that, you have options.
Okay.
Our main office this year is located in the Sheraton, right around the corner from registration.
Yep, right there.
However,
can't miss it.
We have a satellite office in the Marriott.
Ah!
On Thursday, it'll be where the Eternals register, in that M270, whatever room it is. Okay,
yep.
But look for where the Eternal registration is. Now, for that, you're going to need to have your badge already, because at the satellite office, we can't print badges for you.
Okay.
However, if you've gotten your badge and you suddenly realize that the walk is too much for you, this happens every year to somebody, please go to the satellite office. Okay, they'll do the interview for you. They'll put you in our system. They'll give you a badge. On Friday to Monday, that person or someone who works for DCDS is in the Marriott Atrium Ballroom. So no matter where you're at, you should easily be able to get to somebody who can do the assessment and give you the badge. And if for some reason you can't, and believe it or not, Lee, we get a couple of those every year. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm stuck. I can't leave where I'm at. My favorite is the power wheelchair batteries go out.
Can't help that one. That just happens.
Okay. You call us, and we will come to see you.
Hmm. Okay.
Very cool. There we go.
Now,
see options.
Along those same lines, is there something that someone can do now? You mentioned earlier about some extreme cases. And that you probably have already dealt with them before started. Now, is there something somebody can do now if they feel they are in that particular
situation? If they've got a unique situation, they can absolutely email disabilityservices@dragoncon.org. Sherry is going to get those. If Sherry can't deal with them, they'll come to Squid or I or any of the CRAC members of the Disability Services staff.
Or members on CRAC. It's hard to tell.
Yeah. I actually pick up the phone and call people. And I've done that. Okay. So we can talk to them about the reasonable accommodations we can offer, how the stickers on the badge work, what it is that they need to know. A lot of that happens with somebody that's coming with a disability that's never been here before. So it's perfectly okay to send an email and ask us questions.
Yep. Well, and if I can, I am not speaking for all directors at this point. I am speaking for myself. Only. This is Lee Extract.
Yeah.
So I will say this. If you've got disability services and you really want to ask a question, my staff and I are around the ballroom. If you'll raise your hand, you're somewhere where you just can't get up, because we queue you up. We want you to come down and get in your little queue when we do all that. But if you can't, we understand. So raise your hand and I will come to you with the microphone. And then I get AV all worried because I might get some feedback, but it's fine. I haven't gotten feedback yet.
Okay.
So it's all good. And we'll come and do that. So I'm just saying that I try to say that at the start of all the big panels, but we'll do that. And
because
this year we're also going to have a mic in our room, and that's very cool.
Because we want you to have the opportunity to ask the stupid question that somebody else would ask.
Oh, God, yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Again, just like crying Nancy, you should be just as miserable and going, oh, my God, I can't believe I asked that question.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yes. Or I can't believe I got that answer.
Oh, I can't believe I got that answer. But, yeah.
Exactly.
There you go.
Now, I believe I've completed my list.
Okay.
There is probably something on your list that you have not covered that I thought of earlier today that we have had come up, which is the new "Don't be taking no darn photos here" spaces.
Oh yeah,
are there new spaces like that?
Yes, there are.
Oh yes, there are. Yes. Ooh, we're so excited.
Go ahead, Squid.
It's very, very important for us because let's be honest. There is nothing more annoying for able-bodied people than people taking pictures in the middle of a public walkway. You all hate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know it. Just admit it, right? So the important thing to note is that this year, where did I've got those? The area around the Pulse Lounge, you guys know where that's at, and all the habit trails, all the little places that are, upstairs and those narrow walkways between hotels in places, None of those are acceptable places to stop and shoot a picture of anyone at all.
And those have been the habit trails we've said before don't do it, and we mean all of them. We mean the ones from the Hyatt to the Marriott, the Marriott to the Hilton, the Marriott to the food court, the Peachtree Center, and the one that's the food court all the way over to that other parking lot. Do not stop and take pictures there. Don't. People
just
are walking.
Just don't do it.
You shouldn't have been doing it before. But now it's really serious. Don't do it.
Yeah, I'm going to give these people that think about taking those photos, you know, a little image to think about. What I want you to do is that wheelchair that you've got in your office, the one you sit in all day.
Yeah.
I want you to put that on an incline and then try and hold it in place for 5 minutes while you wait for the guy in front of you to finish pouring his coffee. By the time he's done pouring his coffee, you're going to want to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens with us, especially, you know, believe it or not, none of those habit trails are actually level.
Intentional.
No, and actually the one from the Hilton to the Marriott is the most unlevel.
Yeah. But you're in one way or another, you're
level.
Going in a direction.
None of them are level.
None of them are level.
None of them are level. None of them are exactly level.
But
you
the
think
most
they
important
are, but
thing,
they are.
The most important thing about them is they are not for stopping. They are for going.
No.
If you are not going, we will make you go. And you may not stop when you want.
And the other thing is, as around the pulse, as you're going from the Hyatt to the Marriott and around that area, it is now going to be like a little, it's going to be like a little roundabout.
That's correct.
So certain people will be going in one direction and other people will be going in the other direction. Don't stop.
Pay attention.
Don't pay attention and don't try to, like, oh, I can cut across.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Make sure you get to your appropriate lane. You know?
Yes. Go to your appropriate lane and be good.
Hey, kids, Big Ben.
Keep in mind that, you know, if you are blocking the flow of traffic, I don't have to go and get security to pull your badge and throw you out. I will just turn my back as everyone behind you beats you and kicks you and you bleed. And then we drag you off to disability services because now you're one of ours.
Oh, you are a twisted man.
Oh, look, we have a giant crowbar we call the Accommodator.
That's right.
And it is used for people without disabilities who would like to be accommodated.
That's right. The Accommodator is currently on tour throughout North America.
Yeah.
We'll be back this year for DragonCon, so,
this is a real thing. When you come to Disability Services, ask to see the Accommodator.
I want to see the Accommodator. I'm going to ask.
It'll be there.
I'm coming this year with somebody who's temporarily disabled, and I'm coming.
There you go. I've also dropped the link in the chat here for being attached to the podcast later. One of the lovely people who associates with Dragon Con, not as a member of DS, but just as an interested member of the public, has created this wonderful Google map with all of the paths for, you know, which way the shuttle buses are running. It shows the terrain between the hotel spaces, including which ones are rough for wheelchairs and which ones are not, where the habit trails are, everything, all the good stuff, including the parade shuttle. So do not hesitate to check that out and add it to the Google Maps that you keep handy if you are in a wheelchair, in a powered chair, in a scooter, or just hate walking uphill.
You know, we will definitely attach this to the post over at theuniquegeek.com to this podcast. But what I do love about this, and maybe it was intentional, maybe it wasn't, maybe it was just a sense of humor, is the dice that represents basically things like grates, construction, like you're taking a chance if you go the way.
We don't know. We don't have an answer. Roll the dice.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, one day I would love to put I'd like to note this with accessibility of restaurants nearby, but frankly, I'm way too lazy, so screw that.
Yeah.
But that is kind of an issue. There are some really good restaurants with good accessibility. You wouldn't expect. and some without. I would like to personally say Jalapeno Charlie's is a great place to eat. We took the entire disability services group there for our dead dog party.
Yep.
And no, that's a second floor restaurant. And yep. We are pretty much all crippled.
Wait, got an elevator in there and everything. You wouldn't know it to look,
where
is, but there it is.
Now, where is, I don't know Jalapeno Charlie's. Is that where Mama Ninfa's used to be or no?
It's across the street from the, it's, I think it's like literally across the street from the Sheraton.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Like
okay.
Right there on the
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Great very guys. Good. And they won't throw you out for being too rowdy, as it's to be determined.
Yeah, we found that
oh,
out.
That's good?
Yeah.
We found that out.
Yeah, we're rowdy.
I think you guys would be the pretty rowdy bunch.
Oh, man.
From what I can tell on this, I can, and I've met both of you. So, yeah.
Come, just imagine us on Monday morning or Monday mm-hmm. evening after having yeah. people at con all day, all week.
Well, yeah, my favorite is when Squidward.
Squidward. No, that's somebody
Squid,
like.
No.
How
no,
dare you
that
insult him that way?
That Squid Lord, last year when I was in one of the ballrooms at the Hyatt, I went, "Hi, Lee, it's me, Squiddy." And I'm like, "Oh my God, hi." And I'm standing up there, and it was like, oh, he just yelled it all across the ballroom. It was great.
Why not? I have no shame. I have no
That's very evident.
No, not at all. We knew it. Yep. Yeah. Just yelled it right across. It was awesome. Yeah.
Surprisingly,
and I waved
also,
back. And
I'm
I
also
back.
The person they send to be the bad cop. Todd is the good cop.
Oh.
I'm the bad cop.
Todd's the good cop, and you're the bad cop?
Actually, that's a lie. I'm lying and tell you. I'm the good cop. He's the bad cop.
Well, no, wait. You know the dice on the map? You got to roll the dice when you talk to one of us, and depending upon what the answer is the cop you get.
Not even. Yeah. Sometimes it's bad cop, worse cop, which is even more fun.
How many people have stopped in front of you to take a picture?
Now. Oh, man.
My turn. Yeah. It's my turn. My turn to be that cop. Mine.
That is my personal pet peeve. Stopping in front. You know what's worse? Taking a picture is bad. But stopping to have a conversation, I will hurt you. I will end you. You will not survive the con. Don't do it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Don't do it, people.
It's easy enough to say, hey, meet me over, blah, 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 as you're passing by them.
Yes.
To make your way over there. Don't stop. Yes.
Don't stop.
You're right.
Keep moving.
You know, I don't have a disability, and it is one of my pet peeves as well. Because the reality is everybody's trying to get somewhere. And to the point of folks that it takes a little longer to get someplace, by you stopping only causes more problems for them. So.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not going to end well. Likewise, keep in mind that the parade route is longer this year, but it is still going by what we affectionately call Crippletopia in front of the Hyatt, which is the Disability Services reserved space. We tape it off.
Oh, sweet. I didn't know that.
We do have a place for parking scooters and wheelchairs and limping in. So
That's actually about what's called line of sight over standing spectators, which is an ADA thing about events.
Yep.
So, you know, we actually look at that stuff, so you don't have to.
So that's the front of the Hyatt. If you are a frequenter of the front of the Hyatt, you have already been part of our community. You know who you are.
Woo!
This year I get brown shirts. It's going to be fantastic. I mean, they're a little undersized. I mean, they kind of look like Boy Scouts, but they're brown shirts. I'm going to give them a little hammer insignia, and they're going to accommodate people.
I told you.
Oh my god! I'm not. Oh.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh my.
I think
oh
pretty,
my.
I'm pretty sure I brought this up in the etiquette, or at least my etiquette podcast, which was letting kids up front. But as you guys were talking, it's true too that people that can't stand. You need to let them up front too, even if they aren't necessarily in front of in the reserved area.
Right.
Be a decent freaking human being. You can see over them for crying out loud.
Yes.
Don't be an ass.
Right. Absolutely.
The best person to have in front of you at the parade is a wheelchair. Because A, he's not gonna get up and block your line of sight. Come on, it's awesome. And if you are like stable behind him, if you provide like a bulwark, he's not worried about somebody coming up and giving him a shove into the middle of the street either. So it's a symbiotic relationship.
That's right.
It's not symbiotic. You're being a collaborative partnership.
Isn't that what symbiotic means, though?
We don't collaborate here. We just, at least it's not parasitic. That's
that's true. Yeah. That's true. I guess I just think of symbiotic as in there is some kind of usually tentacle or other thing attached. Yeah.
That's just the sites you frequent there.
No, wait, sorry. I'm thinking about other stuff. Never mind.
No, stop that. Stop that.
Because you mentioned tentacle. Yeah, that's why.
I know.
What I was thinking. So gentlemen, if again, let's reiterate to people, if folks do need get in contact with Disability Services or at CON, where do they go or who do they email?
Our main office is that the basement of Sheraton?
Yeah,
it's the basement of the Sheraton. Okay, follow the line to where you go to registration. And ask them for disability services. I think there's actually a line for us this year.
I can tell you this. If you know where you've been going into the con every year down there at the outside of the Sheraton, that group on the right, as you go in the corner with the 3-foot-high sign with the wheelchair and the alien in it, that's us.
That's us, yeah.
If you cannot see the 3-foot-high sign, you definitely need our help.
Yeah, no, if you look over in that corner and you see the row of seats with people sitting in them and you think what kind of seminar they're running over in the corner.
It's me.
That's
me. I'm teaching about tentacles. Yeah.
Awesome.
And biology.
And if they want to get a hold of you in advance?
Disability Services at DragonCon.org.
Oh, okay, so we mentioned the Sheraton one, but you did mention two other sites.
The satellite office. Is in the Marriott. On Thursday, it's where the Eternals register, whatever that room is. Look it up in your program. And Friday to Monday, it's the disability staff working in the Atrium Ballroom.
Oh, okay, cool.
And remember that if you have autism and want to look at the red, yellow, green,
definitely go to the wiki and look at the color communication cards.
I will also say that
cards are there.
That is not limited to just autistics. That's everybody. And I think system.
Yeah.
There are people that have, you know, some anxiety disorders and things like that.
Absolutely.
That, you know, are not spectrum. So more than please.
And we encourage you guys as well to look at that. I just needed to make sure that, you know, our partners that got us the example we're using, which was ASAN and BronyCon. We want to be able to give them their plug, okay? Yeah. But anybody who needs that, please download the template, run it through that color laser printer, okay? Takes, you know, 10 seconds, cut the little squares up, put them in the, just tape them to the bottom of your badge or get a clip like the ones you get with your DragonCon badge.
Mm-hmm.
You get an extra one, feed those suckers right through.
Yeah, really, it's a system that doesn't work unless people know about it. So mm-hmm. go check it out. Look at it.
So we're telling you.
Read the whole wiki, in fact.
And it's free.
And to that end, I thought of this while you guys were, Lee was mentioning, putting a sticker on your back back of your badge for a diabetic or whatever. If you are a person who is going to imbibe and you think that you might get yourself in trouble, it might not be a bad idea to put some emergency contact just in general on the back of your badge. A sticker doesn't cost that much. Plain white sticker doesn't cost that much.
Because they look at me funny when I'm going through your wallet.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I mean, they see me crouched over you pulling out your wallet looking like Gollum with a fish. And they're like, what's that guy doing? And I'm like, no, I'm just eating his eyes. I'm just eating his eyes and going through his wallet. Let's go get dinner. And it's cool, but it puts something. If you think you're going to get so drunk you fall down, you know what? I'm going to make a moral judgment. Don't. Just don't.
But there is that.
But if you must.
If you must.
And you've got a concern, come to us. We'll give you a sticker to put in the back of your bed. Seriously.
Do it next to Nancy. She could use the friendship.
Just in general.
You should go sit beside crying Nancy and tell her that it's going to be okay.
Oh, it's great. I only had
Every year we see Nancy, we try and help her out.
And not once has she ever, snuggled me.
And can I say this? Well, can I say this to that end? Crying is not consent. just so you know.
No, fact, but it is eternal.
It is very the opposite of consent.
No, crying is discontent is what that is.
All right. Oh, yeah. Well, so as we have been doing this season on
oh, Lord.
50 days, I actually have an extra long one for these guys.
Oh, I see this going very badly. Yeah, I know. I do. Oh, my. Okay.
I got a this or that for you guys. So, what's that?
Go ahead.
Okay. So here we go.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Stormtrooper or Minion?
Squid?
No, you go first. I've got a great answer.
Oh, no. Stormtrooper.
It's obvious. Kill them. Wipe them out. All of them. I employ both.
Doctor Who or Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No, that one's tough, but it's Doctor Who for me.
It's Buffy, unless we're talking not New Who. New Who doesn't exist. It's an abomination.
Science fiction or fantasy?
Oh, I can't even answer that one. I go on both sides of that spectrum. I think they're Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Two great tastes that go great together.
Yeah, if I have to choose lately, it's been science fiction because there's more explosions.
Yeah.
All right, DC Comics or Marvel Comics?
I'm a Marvel person because I got free comics in the hospital when I was a kid. So they got my loyalty.
I am marginally less insulted by Marvel Comics right now. But if given the choice, it's Vertigo. Screw you guys.
Dark Horse.
He-Man or G.I. Joe?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
No, a guy in tights and a green tiger? He-Man, of course.
You know what? I got to go with G.I. Joe because I get red lasers and blue lasers.
Okay, here's one we always ask. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, wow.
That's a
You're gonna go first on this one, Squid.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Trek on this one because I don't know how much more beating of the corpse of the horse they can do with Star Wars right
Ooh.
Now.
Oh my.
At
Ooh,
least
my.
Trek is taking a hiatus from screwing us over and touching our childhoods inappropriately. Come on. It's like Jared. Holy crap.
I have nothing to add to that. I'm gonna stick right with that. Next question.
Another one we've asked often: Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings?
You know, I go for Lord of the Rings because I saw the animated Rankin Bass versions as a kid. Okay. And can you imagine the animated version of Game of Thrones for kids? How much they'd have to cut out?
They made it. It was heavy metal, wasn't it?
No, that was not for kids. That was. I of course have to answer Game of Thrones because I need a certain amount of rape in my literature, and there it is.
Oh my god!
All right, Sylvester.
What, Rape of the Sabine Women was a classic literature. Come on,
Sylvester the Cat or Yosemite Sam?
Wow.
That's easy. Come on.
I'd like a copy of the personality test. You're going to issue when the list is done.
Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam, absolutely.
Come on.
All right, Steven Seagal or Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No, Steven Seagal.
Really?
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, because if I could do that with my legs, I'd never leave the house.
He's right, but Steven Seagal didn't waste time with ballet. He would just come up and kick your ass.
This is true. Not a lot.
I'm into efficiency.
All right. How about Die Hard or Taken?
Ooh. That's harsh. That's harsh.
Yeah, that's hard.
Wait a second. I have to ask a clarifying question. Mm-hmm. Are we restricting ourselves merely to the first entry in the series, or must we take the series as a whole?
In this case, let's go to the first entry.
Oh, that's easy then. Taken.
Yeah, I have to agree, because John McClane whines too much in Die Hard.
I mean, he's funny, but, you know.
I don't want to have to do this. Come to the coast, we'll have a few laughs.
Yeah.
Rock or pop?
Rock all day of the week.
Metal. Come on.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Tyler Durden or Neo?
I'm a Neo person, actually.
I'm totally down for the Neo, too, because if I'm not your messiah, you're failing.
That's right.
Ah.
Hyatt or Hilton?
I live in Switzerland. I stay at the Marriott.
I stay at the Sheraton. So, look, we have made our choices.
All right, I'll let you off. Nerds or Fireball? Candy is what I'm referring to.
Damn it!
Wait. Hold on. Nerds, as a matter of fact, there's a box right here on my desk somewhere.
Nerds, because you can fit more of them in your mouth.
Oh, but I was talking about people then. No.
Yes, that's what I'm saying too.
All right, Gandalf or Dumbledore?
Gandalf. Come on.
Yeah.
Gandalf.
I shall not pass is what we say.
Sorry, I'm not
supposed
to be answering. Sorry.
Bacon or cake?
Ooh. Ooh.
Who doesn't love cake?
I got to go with cake, but the cake is a lie.
Exactly.
Bacon.
I don't understand why you're not giving them bacon cake, because there is bacon cake.
Oh, God, no. That's like bacon vodka. It's disgusting.
I actually have some. I think I have some maple bacon vodka in my.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Have you drank it yet? It's hideous.
I tried. It's horrible.
Mix it with something.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing.
Let's see. Darth Vader or the Joker?
I'm a Vader guy. Joker didn't really scare me until his latest incarnations, and Vader, you know, Vader's been given little kids nightmares since 1976.
I'm going with Vader because the latest version of the Joker looks like a tattooed douchebag.
Well, he's drinking.
There's nothing good about that.
He's got the Red Bull and bacon vodka.
Yeah.
You haven't seen the punk version of Darth Vader in the mix-up that's flying on the internet. When you see him in the glow-in-the-dark kicks, they're going to be even. You're going to have to make the call.
Man, that's tough.
Monty Python or Kids in the Hall?
Brits or Canadians? That's evil.
Yeah, no, Monty Python, absolutely.
I think I have to go with Python too, but I have been a long time Kids in the Hall devotee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb?
You always pick the professional, Dr. Pepper.
Can I just choose battery acid and get to the chase?
Mad Scientist or Mad Max?
Oh, come on, Mad Scientist. Where's Emmett Brown when you need him?
Science all the way. Besides, Mad Max wouldn't do anything without a mad engineer to build his car.
True enough.
Uh-huh.
Quicksilver or The Flash?
Oh, it's got to be The Flash.
It's totally The Flash. His series is way better, and Quicksilver has been treated poorly in the recent cinematic universes.
Ash?
Actually, it wasn't too bad in, what was it, not First Class, the other one.
Liked that Quicksilver. That was a fantastic Quicksilver, which means that we can never see him again.
plus, we got Jim Croce, so it was awesome.
Yeah.
Surely. All right, so let's see. Ash or Malcolm Reynolds?
Ooh, that's tough. They don't really exist in the same sense. I mean, you know, Ash is getting a new TV series, and Malcolm Reynolds can only get the one.
Yeah, no, Malcolm Reynolds has never used the word boomstick in a sentence, so I think I'm going to go with Ash.
I'm going with Ash on this one. He makes a fine.
Pizza or burgers?
Come on. I live in New York, where we have more pizza places than Canada has donut shops. Pizza.
And I can't eat pizza because it has cheese, so burgers.
Okay. Yeah.
Lost or Heroes?
This one's easy. Let me handle this. Lost, I could write a better story than that while in the toilet on Twitter. And Heroes, I at least have to be done with my business.
I only have one question. Has the cheerleader actually been saved, or are we just holding that out for the next series?
She's totally been saved. I mean, she's even gone religious at this point.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, she's been saved. Shaun of the Dead or Day of the Dead?
Zombies.
Yeah, zombies.
Day of the Dead. Stick with George Romero.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with Day of the Dead.
And the last one, The Dude or Walter White?
The Dude. The dude abides, man.
The dude That's does right. abide, he does. But he doesn't kill nearly as many people as Walter White. And I have a certain aspiration in my life, which is to push bad drugs on people. And so I got to go with Walter White. I don't even like Walter White. I don't even like that show. But, you know, in this particular matchup, I got to go with that.
All right, gentlemen, where can people find more of your stuff if you have any other stuff? And or, again, remind people where they can get to information about disability services.
I mean, Alex, you've got additional stuff. I mean, all I am is just an IL guy, so...
That's right.
I want to point people to the Disability Services Wiki, so...
So you want to tell them to go to disabilityservices.wikia.com.
That's exactly what I want to tell them. What he said.
Or DragonCon with Disabilities on Facebook, where you can get in touch with the Disability Services at DragonCon. Mm-hmm. If you would like to hear more of me going insane, mad, crazy, losing control, out of it, you can go to youtube.com/squidlord. You can find all sorts of shows, reviews of video games, all sorts of weird stuff. You'll love it.
Sweet.
And that is Squid Lord, people. Squid Lord on Lord.
That's right.
Yeah, smile when you say that. Smile even when you type it. He'll know.
I should just not say it aloud. I might show up. Don't do it three times. Holy.
I only said it twice. I was careful.
I know. It was very clever of you.
All right. Uh-huh. All right, Squid. Todd, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
And making this a fun podcast tonight.
You guys are awesome. Even with delay. Even 3 seconds in the future. It's awesome.
Yeah, all three have enjoyed that way too much. Hush.
Oh yeah.
Stupid internet.
So until next time, for Squidlord,
until next time.
Todd and Lee, this is John saying peace.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.